From The Intercept, Memdani condemns NYC Expo promoting property sales in Israeli West Bank settlements, a roving real estate expo for land sales in Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories held an event at a New York synagogue on Tuesday, drawing a rebuke from Mayor Zoran Memdani over the potential for land sales that violate international law. The Great Israeli Real Estate Event, a showcase that advertises its services in helping people in the United States, Canada, and the UK purchase land in Israel and the West Bank, hosted the event at Park East Synagogue in Manhattan's Upper East Side on Tuesday. The expo helps potential buyers navigate taxes, education concerns, and other issues that arise during relocation to Israel. Ahead of the event, Memdani spoke out against the possibility of potentially illegal land sales being facilitated within the city. "These settlements are illegal under international law and deeply tied to the ongoing displacement of Palestinians." The website for the expo includes a reference to Gush Etzion, a cluster of some 20 settlements in the West Bank, southeast of Jerusalem, that are considered illegal under international law. Mayor Memdani is deeply opposed to the real estate expo this evening that includes the promotion of the sale of land and settlements in the occupied West Bank, said Sam Raskin, a spokesperson for Memdani, in a statement to The Intercept. Lara Friedman, president of the Foundation for Middle East Peace, said the inclusion of Gush Etzion was a telling reminder of the claim made on all of the occupied territories by the pro-settlement movement. Gush Etzion is the Israeli term for an area of the West Bank located south of Jerusalem on which, under international law, all Israeli construction, all Israeli communities are considered illegal under international law, Friedman said. The pro-settlement movement around the world and most Israelis do not make any distinction between Israel and the West Bank. Just inside the synagogue, a large welcome sign specified that the event was for information purposes only. More than a dozen tables advertised the services of real estate companies, most of which promoted glitzy luxury buildings in Tel Aviv, Netanya, and other cities inside Israel's international recognized borders. "The idea is that all of this is Eretz Yisrael, Hebrew for the land of Israel, and it belongs to the Jews because God gave it to them." The Intercept attended the event Tuesday. At least one company, Harry Zahaf, displayed a map of properties in Kfar Eldad, Karni Shamran, and other Israeli settlements in the West Bank. Brochures at the Harry Zahaf table offered detailed looks at properties in these settlements. The expo is being sponsored by a group called Home in Israel, but it isn't the only organization putting on events of this sort. In recent years, real estate fairs put on by similar groups have popped up in New York and other North American cities, including Baltimore, Montreal, and others, including at synagogues. Israeli settlements in the West Bank are widely considered to be open only to Jewish residents. At one real estate event in suburban New Jersey in 2024, protesters said they were explicitly asked about their religious affiliations when they tried to register for the fair, potentially implicating anti-discrimination laws. The New Jersey Civil Rights Division reportedly questioned realtors about their practices. The New Jersey Civil Rights Division not immediately respond to requests for comment. Halada, a pro-Palestine group, announced plans on social media for a protest on Tuesday outside the Park East Synagogue. "We will not be silent as ethnic cleansing is being actively promoted in our neighborhoods," the group wrote. Self-proclaimed supporters of the synagogue have circulated a flyer on social media announcing a counter-protest. "All members of the Jewish community need to come out and protect the synagogue," says the flyer. Though it includes the social media handles of the synagogue, the call for a counter-protest did not appear to come from Park East Synagogue itself. A spokesperson for the synagogue declined to comment. Past events have led to sometimes violent confrontations between protesters and counter-demonstrators. "Our administration has also been clear that we are committed to ensuring safe entry and exit from any house of worship," he said, "and that such access never be in question while all protesters are able to exercise their First Amendment rights." Park East Synagogue has already been the site of one anti-Zionist protest that raised hackles in New York. In light of the dueling protests planned outside Park East Synagogue, Raskin, the mayoral spokesperson, called for both the safety of eventgoers and respect for the free speech rights of the protesters. In November, Palada organized a demonstration against an event hosted by Nefesh B'Nefesh, a group that facilitates migration to Israel, sparking howls of protest from then-Mayor Eric Adams and other political leaders in the city. That protest, along with others across New York City, were part of the impetus behind a bill introduced this year in the City Council aimed at creating a so-called buffer zone to keep demonstrators at a distance from any house of worship. Despite the opposition of free speech advocates, a version of that bill requiring the New York Police Department to provide a plan for protecting houses of worship but without the buffer zone provision passed in March and became law on April 25 after Mamdani declined to sign or veto it. The bill gave the New York Police Department 45 days to provide a proposed plan of action and 90 days to give a final plan, meaning it is not yet in full effect. A related bill proposing buffer zones for universities and other educational institutions passed the City Council but was vetoed by Mamdani, who criticized the bill as overbroad and a threat to free speech. Update, May 5, 2026, 6:45 p.m. ET. This story has been updated to include reporting from inside the great Israeli real estate event on the promotion of property for sale in Israeli settlements that are considered illegal under international law. The Post: Mamdani condemns NYC Expo promoting property sales in Israeli West Bank settlements appeared first on The Intercept.